You don't know about Cedar Shake? Okay. I can't quite tell you what the difference between a shake and a shingle is, except that a shake costs a lot more, it's thicker, and it's not as even looking when you get finished.
Is that a modern thing, or is it?
I've heard of shake roofed houses all my life.
Oh, this is just on the roof.
Well, you could put it on the sides too. You could put it on the wall. Shakes, I think, are fatter at one end than the other and taper down, whereas shingles are pretty much the same all along their width, all along their depth, I guess it would be.
What's the room at the top of the house?
The attic.
When you say attic, do you think of something that's finished, or is it just a space?
It's a space. You can have a floor in the attic. We always had a place in the attic where we could hang clothes if it rained and that kind of thing, or where you stored stuff. So it had a floor in it, but it was open rafters and not finished in any sense, not painted, not papered, or anything like that.
Would you have a different name for it if it was finished? Or?
Well, I don't think so. We talked about people who had attic rooms, and I guess if you called it an attic room, it would mean it was finished. If you said it was an attic, you wouldn't think of it being finished unless you had some outside reason to believe it was from context.
Do you ever see kitchens built different, or, you know, like separate from the rest of the house? Or do you ever hear old-fashioned names for kitchens?
My sister-in-law has a summer kitchen. That's, well, it wasn't what I always thought a summer kitchen is, but hers is built up off the ground about three steps, and it's really just a platform like a deck. It's built up on big cedar logs, and it is a platform about, oh, probably 16 or 18 feet square. It's fairly big.
Is it separate?
It's out from the house probably 30, 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got untrimmed, with the bark still on, cedar logs on the corners, and it has a... not a lattice, what do you call it? Well, just open beams across the top, like an arbor. And they're growing vines on it. And she has a sink and a barbecue pit and a little single electric coil for a, you know, heating element out there.
What did y'all think of the summer kitchen then?
I always thought a summer kitchen had a roof on it. I never would have thought of a summer kitchen as having an arbor roof. Now, I've heard of people, I don't think I've ever seen one, I can't remember ever seeing one, but I've heard of people having summer kitchens out behind the house, and they would have no walls, they would just have posts for the walls, but I would have always thought they'd have a roof, because why would you use it if in our climate it's going to rain? So, you'd need to have a roof on it, or it wouldn't be practical.
Sandy had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken down furniture that wasn't any good. What might you call it?
Junk.
And where would you store things that you didn't know what to do with?
Well, we would have stored them in the attic at my grandmother's house, because we did. And we stored them in the servants' room at my parents' house. And here, we have to throw them out because my husband is very neat and persnickety, and he would not keep them.
Did you ever have anything you called a plunder room or a junk room?
Well, we had a room in our other house that we called the junk room that wasn't really a junk room. It was another bedroom, which, since we only had one child, was not occupied. Mm-hmm. And it's where we kept things like my little wicker chest that I kept my sewing materials in, and a card table, and the umbrellas, and the out-of-season clothes.